offered to a king. What weight or worth could be held within my offering? When he alone is worthy, a glory song is inscribed upon my heart. This treasure held in an alabaster jar, I break to bring him all the glory. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. What sacrifice could be equal to his own? The cross of Christ has declared that there is naught I owe. Yet I know
Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Amen. I want to say welcome to everybody who's here this morning. You can be seated. Glad to have you with us. We encourage you, before we start singing that pre-worship song, at least to stand and greet others and let them know how glad you are to see them. We usually put that picture up on the screen there, so you may want to pay attention to that. And then join us when we have you join with the choir in singing that pre-worship song. But thank you this morning. Looking forward to a wonderful service. Glad to have those of you who are at home with us, whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, follow, subscribe, retweet us, do all those things that you need to do there. Welcome to those on the phone live streaming. Last few weeks, we've been doing better as far as our system. Sometimes we're not sure exactly what had caused it. We think some of it was resolution things. Some of it's because so many are on the system here in the sanctuary, also during the service time. So if you can, reduce your use during the service times, because this all goes out through that same internet feed there. And when you got a lot of people on that, it bogs it down. But just want to welcome everybody that's there. If you need that phone number, let me know. I'll be glad to share that with you. If you have access to our church website, go to HighlandBaptistChurch.com. It's under the info tab. You can download the worship bulletin, the children's worship bulletins. These are at the doors when you came in. The children's worship bulletins, one for ages 7 and up, one for ages 3 and up, is over here in the windowsill to my right. And then also under that info tab is the prayer list. So be sure to get all those things downloaded there so you can follow along with our service this morning. Looking forward, as we said, to a wonderful service this morning. We'll have some other announcements to share with you in a little while later, but Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us.
That man is amazing. I don't know how he gets that much information in a small amount of time. Take your hymnals, if you would, and stand and join us as we sing 416. My faith looks up to thee.
Promise I was not an auctioneer in my previous life. So. Want to remind everybody, and just as you see in your bulletins there, we're at our missionary moment of the week there. You want to pay attention to the story there of Jefferson and Carol Hernandez. They are serving in Sterling, Virginia, and their prayer request is that the white fields in their community will continue to be fruitful. So I want to uplift them in our prayers, as well as our international missionaries, and also pray for our Moldova missionaries. Their prayer request is listed at the bottom of that same side. Pray for Ryan, as he's going to be traveling a lot more to train colleagues in how to seek local partners and train them in evangelism and discipleship tools. So let's go to the Lord in prayer for our missionaries and praying for our mission, our giving, as it goes to support our missionaries each and every Sunday. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for the many blessings that you have given to us. Father, I pray that your hands would be upon us, that you would lead us and guide us this morning. Lord, we want you to hear our prayers, and so we come first confessing our sin, asking you to forgive us and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. Father, wash us white as snow, and we pray, God, that we will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, that you would hear our prayers, and our prayers would be fervently answered. Father, we pray that you would be with our missionaries of the week especially. Be with Jefferson and Carol Hernandez. Father, we pray for their ministry in Sterling, Virginia there and reaching out to the peoples there of those communities, the Hispanic population there in that Northern Virginia community. We pray, God, for your blessings upon them. Open up opportunities and doors for them to share the gospel, for them to continue to grow that the church plant that they have there. Lord, we pray for our Moldova missionaries, the Meritus, especially for Ryan, as he is traveling to train some of those other colleagues of his to share the gospel, to train local partners, to seek out other local partners. And Father, we just pray that your blessings will be upon them. Watch over them, Lord. Keep them safe in your arms. And Lord, we just pray for our service this morning. We know sometimes, Lord, we come with heavy burdens of the past week or maybe the past days or months. So Father, we come and we just lay those things at the foot of the cross. And we ask, Lord, for your will to be done in our hearts and our lives. We pray, God, for you to touch us, for you to move us, Lord, to get us to where you would have us to be, that if we're here and we don't know Christ as our Lord and Savior, that today would be the day of salvation for us. And if we do know Christ, Lord, that we would be renewed in our faith with you to share the gospel like never before. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, let me encourage you here in person as well as at home. You can go to our church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com. Go to the far right-hand side, click the Give Online tab, and do your online giving. But you've got envelopes in the pews in front of you. There's some in the on the windowsills as well as at the back there on the tables. Be sure to grab one of those and do your regular offering giving there. It's an easy platform there on our social media site on highlandbaptistchurch.com. A couple of other things that I just want to remind you of and mention to you. We have the National Collection Week coming up, the 17th through the 24th. So that's coming up this week. And then we'll be having, if you're bringing shoe boxes that you've packed, if you would put them up on the stage, the ones on the lower are empty boxes. So if somebody wants one that's already put together to take home to fill, they can go ahead and grab one of those, or you can grab one of the boxes that have not been put together and take those. There's also a little paper over on the side that's for says boy or girl on it, and then you check which age that you're doing there also and bring those back. Next Sunday, we're going to have special prayer for these shoe boxes, so I want to encourage you to get those back to us next Sunday. They will need some help in packing those into the cartons over at the Ministry Center, so see Miss Terry about that, and they can get you plugged in, or Miss Karen, and they can get you plugged into that. Also want to remind you about the angel tree. Notice there were a couple of bags that were not there this morning. We still have two angels on the tree, so we have bags that are there. If you picked up an angel and did not get a bag, see me. We have some extras in the office, but there are two left. If you want to grab those, I think they're both boys. So if you grab one of those, grab a bag also, and then fill out the little card that's back there on the table and put it in the basket. The angel is yours to keep. The little card needs to come back attached to the bag so we know who that goes to. So thank you so much for those who have already gotten those. You'll have till about the second week of December to get those back to us. So you've got plenty of time. Brother Mike.
Let's praise the Lord again by singing hymn 406, The Solid Rock. Oh, Now, if you would, you can stand with us on this next song. Have Faith in God, hymn 405. Children's Church will be gathering over here by the piano during this song. So have faith in God.